Kia ora everyone, what's up? Welcome to another episode of HTS. Not just another episode, it was actually our birthday, bro. Birthday, 2 years.
Yes.
2 years going strong.
You reminded me.
Yep, 2 years going strong.
2 years.
2 years, bro. What was your stat, your podcast stat?
94% of podcasts actually fail. Don't make it past episode 10.
Don't make it past episode 10. And here we are, episode 50-something. I don't know the exact number, but we're there.
I see a lot of potties in that pop up. Some look really good, look like they're going to take off, but they don't know the mahi need to put in.
You need to put in a fuckload of mahi too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. But yeah, episode one, shit my pants. What a fuck.
We had nothing. We had nothing.
No, nothing.
What are we going to talk about, boys? Oh, fuck knows.
Shitting our pants. But yeah.
Cuck it in the undocks.
Yep. Don't know what we were thinking, but hey, we got it done.
Got it done, bro.
Got it done. Anyways, before we get on to Pit and Peak, we've got Bump or Dump Listeners Edition. Okay, so a few people sent through some songs. I will go through each and every single song on like future episodes. We won't be able to get through all the songs on our one single episode, but this one here is an old school track. Okay, it's not an R&B or hip hop song, but here it is. Let me play it for you. Is this a bump or a dump?
Oh, fuck, I just got a heart on this. Beautiful.
Tune, eh?
Ooh,
fuck. Could get to the lyrics at least. Not bad. Yeah, let me get to it.
Don't ever do that again, man. Don't ever wipe your dance like that ever again, man.
Far out. All right, bro. Is that a bump or is that a dump?
Oh, man, it had Terry Crew vibes all about it, bro. It's a bump.
It is a bump.
It's a bump.
It is a bump. Yeah. So thank you for sending that through.
Oh.
That is definitely a bump. We will chop it up and chuck it on our Instagram so our listeners can decide as well if it's a bump or dump. But definitely a bump from us.
Yes.
All right. So moving on. Pit and Peak. But before we carry on for this segment, we talked about sponsors on our last episode and we've got our first sponsor. And our first sponsor, Liam Salur Photography, is that correct? Yep, it's Liam Salur Photography is the official sponsor of this segment, which is Pit and Peak, which is also probably our most famous segment. So if you're searching for photography needs or you need a bit of videography done at your wedding or down at, you know, your local rugby game or volleyball or where else does our man go?
Oh, some Sheila's houses.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, not that. Not that sort of content, whānau.
Adult entertainment content. Nah, nothing like that. But yeah, like I said, weddings, sports events, whatever. Get in touch with Liam. What we will do is we will chuck his contacts in our Spotify bio. You'll also see him tagged in our Instagram posts and whatnot as well. And we'll share his stuff on our stories. So if you're interested in a bit of photography or videography work, get in touch with Liam. Pit and Peak. Joe.
Ooh. Pit, bro, for me,
yep.
Not to be up to my eyeballs in mahi.
It's a rarity. It's a rarity, bro.
I've had to let some clients go, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. Some people, like friends, bro.
Yep.
Especially a couple of my older ladies, too, that I've had from the start.
Yep.
I just can't accommodate them anymore with the time slots that they're in.
Yep.
And it hurts me, bro. It hurts. It's not like you're just leaving a role anymore. Like these, especially one of them. Shout out to Lisa. You know, obviously she understands. Obviously, you know, we get into those sort of conversations too about life and go quite deep on it. And yeah, just I couldn't accommodate her anymore. I have pushed her off. I have made sure that she's keeping up with her training and she's moving on with Tess, who's the other personal trainer at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll still be, her routine and her rhythm will still be going. But yeah, I've just dropped those few clients, bro, just so I can start focusing on the big goal.
That's it, bro.
And when you're up to your eyeballs, you don't have a lot of time for anything else.
No, you don't. Even though we've got the same 24 hours in a day. But hey, now, sometimes you do got to make cuts, bro. You got to sacrifice certain things. And
I just wanted to see where my ceiling was with in-house clients.
Yep.
I know where that is at now. Now I'm just trying to taper back, move in a bit of a different direction, get some more time back so I can focus on some of my other goals within the business as well.
Yep.
But the peak, I don't know if this is a pit or peak, but anyway, I love taking my kids down to league.
Mm-hmm.
I love them being coached by other people. This is
Daddy had step in, eh? Put the coach, pull the coaching clipboard out.
They saw the big coach on the back of my t-shirt. Personal trainer.
Yep.
You know, what do you do, bro? And Conan. So this is Conan's last year in under sixes.
Yep.
And obviously he's pretty good, bro. He's pretty good. He's pretty boots.
Yeah.
He's a big fella. Got good footwork on him. He's gonna be carding it off the back fence, if they keep carding it off the back fence in the NRL.
Yep.
This was going to be his last year in under sixes, which is not tackle, it's the tag. He's bigger than everyone else. I thought this is his breakout year.
Yep.
And then the club president said, hey, Will, there's no coach for the under sevens, who that's the first year of tackle. Is there any chance you can coach them and I'll get Conan a dispensation because I reckon he could handle tackle? And yeah, a family friend's kid missed out on the under sixes, so he's had to be dispensated up into the under sevens.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, look, you got to step up. When people ask you to step up, bro, for kids' sports, and you've got the time, and it's insulting to everyone there watching Coach Joe watching his rugby league on his K on his phone when he should be helping the kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are now officially the under sevens tackle for 2024.
Nice, bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't know if that's a piddle pick, but that's what it is, bro.
Come with the man.
Oh.
if you're Coach Job, then well, you might as well,
bro.
Coach in as much things as you possibly can, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I got the time.
Yeah. Oh, what are the chances of a hungover Sunday too?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to have to find a step-in dad. There's a few FIFO dads there too, so I'm going to find a step-in dad, bro.
Oh, nice, bro. Nice.
The team stepdad.
Yeah.
What about yourself, bro?
Pit and peak. Look, I said I wouldn't talk about this pit, but look, yesterday is a bit of a... obviously, it was our birthday yesterday, and episode one had to be shit my pants. And yeah, look, the man actually shit his pants yesterday.
Coincidence, bro.
It got me fucking good. I wasn't going to talk about this, but fuck, I'm already deep in it now. I was at the gym, and I kind of needed a shit then, but I was like, oh, nah, fuck it all. I'll go home. I'll make it home in time. I'll take a shit in my own toilet, you know. And then I thought, oh, actually, I might detour to go grab me a vape for my trip away tomorrow.
Which are illegal, but anyway.
Managed to get one. But on my way to grab a vape, there was an old bloke in front of me, bro. And it was like a 60K zone, and the man was driving about 20 kilometres. Old as fuck. Driving this fucking ute, and he was just holding everyone up. And then that's when I could really feel like the turtle heads popping. I was like, fuck, this can't be to hurry up. Held us up in traffic at this fucking roundabout. Obviously, you give way to your right. There were no cars coming. There's probably a car about, fuck, 80 metres down the road, but he just sat there and waited for them. Beeping out, move, you can't. But eventually he moved. I got to the shops and I was like, fuck, should I just go try and take a shit here? And I was like, nah, fuck it, I'll go grab my vape. All my vape jumped in my car, bro, and had to speed home, and I could just feel it popping. And because I got steps up into my house, I sped into the driveway, fucking, you know, clenched the cheeks, bro, sprinted up the steps, had to unlock the door, and like the key wouldn't fit in the fucking keyhole, bro. So I was like panicking. Finally got the door open, and then I took a step in, and then I was like, oh, Fuck, there it goes.
No.
Yeah, bro.
You get that real, like, that cramp of the stomach like you're in a plank, hey?
Yeah, bro. It wasn't nice. And then, made a bit of a mess. And
made a mess?
Not a massive mess, but, you know, shit got weird.
You're not a boxers person, you're a briefs, underwear?
Jocks. Yeah, not the triangles.
Not the triangles.
Not the triangle undies.
Because that holds it in, bro.
Yeah, I know. I learnt that yesterday.
The brief has not enough support.
Yeah. Well, anyways, bro.
How much leeway in the brief?
34 years old. Man kicked his pants.
But we made an acceptable episode one. We've made an acceptable.
Yeah. Mm. It is. I'm sure there's plenty of other men that have shit their pants at this age or older.
I've seen them in person, bro.
Yep. And look, I've done far worse things, to be honest. But moving on from that, my peak is I'm off to Seoul, South Korea tomorrow.
Nice.
Yep. Been wanting this holiday for a few years now, and it's nice to be able to finally...
It's bucket list stuff.
Bucket list, yep. Mm. Yep. So me and Imana off to South Korea tomorrow. We're there for only 4 days, and then from there jetting off to Japan for 10 days. So,
konnichiwa.
Yeah. So,
where in Japan?
We'll be all over. So, I think we start off in Osaka, and then we're just kind of going to go up. I think it's up.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll just do as much places as we can.
Wicked.
And then we'll probably finish off the last few days in Tokyo.
Yeah. Wicked.
Yeah. So.
So heard you're catching up with Curtis Rona too.
Yeah. So go catch up on him, and I know he's making a bit of yen, so get that bloody...
We know those Japanese contracts, eh, bro?
Yeah. I know how much yen you're on, bro.
Joey Manu just doesn't up and leave. There isn't a bit of yen in the background, eh?
Yep, hard. So go catch up with him for a few days, go a few beers, and just enjoy the old Asian culture.
Just watch out when you catch the trains in South Korea too, Neff.
Mm.
They play this little game with you. And then all of a sudden they put you in debt. Got to ring this number. And then all of a sudden you're on a bloody island.
Fucking
Squid Games.
Squid Games. Yeah.
Watch out, Neff. Yeah. That's pretty real life too.
That's Put in Peak for another week. Sponsored by Liam Salur.
Photography.
Moving on, quick news. So I've got a few quick news things to talk about. Waz signed Jet Cleary.
Yes.
Massive. So surely everyone recognises the name Cleary, best rugby league player in the world. His little brother been signed, so future halfback. Yeah. Do you think that's,
that's
cover SJ?
Yeah, that's definitely an influence from Ivan too. He would have said, go and set your own path.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Go set your own path.
Yep. Yeah, well, because, I suppose there'll be... He's going to get comparisons to Nathan straight away. There'll be a bit of pressure on him, so it's probably good for him to get out of Australia and, leave the country, go to New Zealand.
It's a good point, bro. I didn't even look at it from that perspective.
Mm.
Yeah, get out of the country.
Yep.
Less pressure.
Yep.
Kiwis just grab you, pull you in and...
Yep.
Yeah.
He was born in New Zealand too.
Jet was?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I heard Nathan was going to quit rugby league because of his opposition when he was growing up in New Zealand.
Yes. The weight. Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm.
Imagine if he quit the game.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that. Jet Cleary, obviously the big one, Fisher Harris, off to the Waz as well.
That's massive. The North, baby.
Yeah.
The North.
Northland.
With the North Coke Smoke, Hokianga boy.
Do you think that's one of the biggest signings for the Warriors?
Pretty huge.
Yep.
Pretty huge. Obviously, look what Aiden Fanua Blake's done.
Yeah.
And he's not even up there with the calibre of what James Fisher Harris does.
I'd still say Aiden Fanua Blake's probably like a top three prop, I reckon.
I reckon the Warriors made him a top three.
Yeah.
I reckon at Manly he wasn't.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Fully shining to his full ability, eh?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. In terms of like signings, so think of all the signings that the Warriors have had. Do you think James Fisher Harris is their biggest signing?
I believe so, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
At first glance, I really believe he's their biggest signing.
Yeah, and he'll probably give a lot of pull as well for other players to want to come over.
Mm.
I think Andrew Webster's already kind of done that
yeah.
as well for what he's done. So, yeah, exciting times, exciting times.
That video. Your mom, your dad. Who's your mom? Your dad. Boys just on the piss on Mad Monday.
Mad Monday, yeah, yeah. Fucking Google that one. Next one is TikTok getting banned in USA unless sold, unless the Chinese company sells it to an American company.
Yes.
Now, do you think this is bad?
No.
No?
You no. don't? No. This was only hearsay. I haven't gone down the rabbit hole of it.
Yeah.
But the Chinese are holding some really crucial data
mm-hmm.
of American culture, and they're starting to influence what Americans are starting to see on TikTok
yeah.
with their data. And that's not regulated. And that's what America's scared about. The same way that Hitler used the radio stations, it was propaganda. He learned the art of propaganda to sell a story to the Germans.
Yep.
Obviously, at the time, Germans were only listening to German radio. Imagine as a child just listening to what, well, that's what they were influenced by, bro.
Mm.
Created more Nazis.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you see what the, so the Chinese TikTok is all, so it's not like the TikTok that we see over here. It's not like, you know.
Solar Fafita dancing and stuff like that.
Dancing yeah, yeah. and, you know, all that stupid shit. It's more educational and.
Violin playing,
yeah,
music.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Innovation and things like
that. Innovation, yeah. yeah building. Yeah. What's the name for it? Like not architects. Oh.
But just stuff that's going to benefit the children that are on it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I think it's bad because if, you know, the Americans can just take away something like TikTok, imagine all the other shit that they're just going to go take away.
They have done.
Yeah.
And for the last 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean. So, I don't know. They might just take away Instagram and they might just take away Facebook and shit like that. So.
It's crazy how everything's traded in the US dollar too. They're yeah. holding close to that.
Mm.
I see some of the bigger countries like Russia, you know, South Africa.
They've
India.
Gone away from the US dollar, eh?
I don't think legally you can just yet.
Yeah.
But they want to.
Yeah, yeah.
They all want to pull away. It's They've like cutting out the middleman.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Interesting.
Very interesting, bro. World War III. Chinese are dangerous, bro.
Yeah, they are.
And we're in a bad situation in Australia if things go south.
Yeah, because we support the...
The US.
Yeah. Mm. And, fuck.
Chase your dreams, Fanda.
Next one, Job. A new thing that we're going to call it. Well, I just called it Couple Educational Minutes. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to time you. You've got 2 minutes to teach the audience something new.
Yes.
Okay, so I will time you and you've got 2 minutes.
Can I see the timer?
Yep.
Just so I can blast.
Yep, so what I'll do is I'll set up a timer here. You've got 2 minutes to teach the audience something new. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Take it away.
All right, my business model works specifically with losing fat and building muscle. The mechanics of losing fat is your basal metabolic rate is the calories that your body needs to just function on a daily basis. What we're trying to do is find that basal metabolic rate, and if you are trying to lose weight, we will just reduce that by at least 20%. That equates to about 7,000 calories, or should do, at the end of the week, and there is 7,700 calories in 1 kilo of fat. So that's the only method for losing body fat, whānau. Putting on muscle as well. So your muscle needs a new stress over it each week. Think of a bicep curl. If I'm doing 10 reps at 10 kilos on a bicep curl, I need to put a new stress over that muscle group next week. So you give your body no option but to adapt. It needs to adapt to the new stress. You need to constantly put in a new stress over that muscle group that you're trying to grow. If you're having the right nutrients coming in through your diet, through repair, which is obviously protein, that muscle, which needed to adapt, now has the nutrients to do so, and we're just continuously doing that, not exercise, I've got 40 seconds, eh, Nef?
40 seconds.
So, you're just sticking to that process consistently, week in, week out. And that is my method for helping people lose fat and putting on lean muscle.
Nice, bro.
There it is, whānau.
25 seconds to spare. Fuck. 25 seconds to spare.
Let's get it down to a minute, eh, whānau?
Let's get it down to a minute. All right, nice. All right, I'll have a quick go. In 3, 2, 1. Okay, so let's say something that I learned last night on a podcast that's called an audience co-founder. So let's say you've got a business, okay? I'll use Prime as an example, Prime Energy Drink, okay? So the Logan Paul and KSI aren't actually the creators of Prime. They are the audience co-founders, okay? So there's another company called Congo LTD. What they've done is they've created this energy drink, and they've gone out and found content creators, podcasters with a massive audience. And they said to them, look, we'll give you 30% equity. All we need you to do is just promote the fuck out of this energy drink and say that it is yours. You're going to be the face of it. You're going to be the brand. And basically leverage off their audience, and which boosts the product. And now Prime Energy Drink is everywhere. So it kind of works like a sponsor, except I give Coach Job equity. It makes him more inclined to want to promote the product. So that's what I'm saying. So if you're a small business out there, you've got a product that you want to promote, but you don't quite have the audience, go out and find yourself a content creator, find yourself a podcaster that's got a massive audience that has a lot of trust, give them a cut of your business, they'll be more inclined to promote it, and then you just leverage off that off their audience, and then watch your product 10x, 100x.
Oh.
There you go. Hopefully I explained that well. With 30 seconds to spare.
Nef, you could have sold ice to an Eskimo.
Ice to an Eskimo. In winter. So there goes a little diet. Educational minutes. We'll try and bring something for you each and every single episode. Something new anyway.
I'm ready to chuck you on Shark Tank, Nef.
Mark Cuban, get ready.
Fuck. You could have sold me fresh air. You could have bottled fresh air up and sold it to me.
Speaking of, like, have you seen how some OnlyFans creators fart into bottles, bro, and they sell their farts?
Yep.
Yeah. They make a killing of like fucking $500 a bottle. So you got some like mean ass looking auntie, and she just, you know, drops her guts in the bottle. Bottle it up.
Next time you kaka your undies, don't clean them out. We'll see if a listener will buy them out. For educational purposes. Yeah. Data collection.
Actually, you can shit into like bios and sell it.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro. You get paid. It's good money too. It's good money. Did one of you send that in the group chat? Nah, someone sent it to me. Might have been Iman, actually. Oh, I can't remember. Anyways, yeah, you could shit into a fucking bio and a little thing, send it away, and you get paid for it. That's mad.
Bro, there's some fucking out of it hooers out there, right, bro?
Yeah, bro, there is.
There's some out of it hooers out there, bro. That'll do.
Well, it's all for science, but.
Yeah, data collection.
Data, yeah. Yeah, nice. All right, next one. So in the past, we've done a segment called Nothing Worse. Now I thought we'd flip that and do Nothing Better. Okay, let me start off with something. So there's nothing better than, let's say we're on a wine tour, on the bus, you know, we'll fucking smack back a few beers.
Mm.
We're on our way to the next winery. It's a good distance away, bro. And you're fucking busting for that piss, but that bus driver just doesn't want to pull over. They can't. There's traffic behind them. You know, they're going to hold up traffic. The boys are just busting for a piss. And then you finally reach that point where he pulls over, you get the sprint out. You've all hit that bush. There's nothing better than that release of that piss that you've been holding on to for the last 20, 30 minutes.
Bus trip mimmies.
Bus trip mimmies, bro. Nothing better than that feeling right there. There's
nothing better.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got one.
There's nothing better than using your own toilet after you've been on holiday for more than a week.
Yes.
I just think there's nothing better than sitting on my own throne.
Yep.
Reading my own muscle and fitness mags in the toilet. And just being able to sit in there in my own peace. There's nothing better, bro.
Nothing better, bro.
You'll experience it soon. In the next couple of weeks when you get home, bro.
Yeah.
Sit there and think to yourself, fuck, there's nothing better.
Nothing better. And because I'm sure their flush is different too, you know, and like, you know, you go to Bali sometimes and like the flush is different. Like it.
Yep.
Whereas when you flush here, it goes over and under, eh?
Yeah, bro.
But there, it's more like a little whirlpool.
In Thailand, it doesn't go down fast.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So the mud's just like it's going around. Yeah,
it's simmering on top, bro.
Yeah.
It's like cream on a coffee, like, and then it sucks it all down. So, yeah, I don't like that. Just get rid of it. I don't want to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, hard. Hard. Nothing better than, you know, you've just had a hard rage at Bootylicious nightclub.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, you've been charging. It's getting close to home time. And you go hit that fucking kebab shop. Double meat the lot.
Double. You know, add egg.
Add egg. You know. The fucking, what is it? The meat box. The old chips with a bit of, what is it? Lamb and falafel. Or the mixed meat box, sorry.
And it's down to the last turn.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You get your ticket number. A57, boom. That's you. You walk up to that counter. Thank you, brother.
Oh, and he asks you, do you want chicken salt on the chips?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, there's nothing better, bro.
Nothing better, bro. After a hard rage into a sloppy kebab and meat box.
And you say, thank you, Ahmed. Thank you, my brother. There's nothing better.
Nothing better, bro. Nothing better. You got one more for us? Oh. Hard to top.
Yeah, that's a hard one, bro. Ooh. Nah, I don't think I.
Nah. All right.
Yeah.
Wind it there. We'll
actually, I think there's nothing better, since we're talking about nights out on the piss.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than brushing your teeth first thing in the morning.
Oh, cuz. Yeah.
After a night out on the gas.
Yep. Hard. Because, yeah, you know, sometimes you may forget to brush your teeth, you know, before you, because you just pass out. You know, you might get the old furry.
Oh, I'm never brushing my teeth when I get home from the piss.
Yeah?
No, I'm out, bro.
Yeah.
That kebab is just going to marinate on my breath all night, bro.
Yeah. Get furry teeth and shit.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yep. The stench of Jager bombs and satay sauce from your kebab and but yeah, that brushing the teeth that next morning.
Depend what you've done with auntie that night too, bro. Like that's on the breath as well.
Yeah, true that.
Depends how freaky you've got, bro.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
There is, bro.
There's a lot going on, and that's why I believe that there's nothing better than brushing your teeth after a night out on the gas.
Yeah, bro, that fresh feeling of you know, that toothpaste and maybe even a bit of Listerine as well to finish it off.
Just a swirling gargle.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. I'm just thinking about it now.
Makes me feel like brushing my teeth right now.
It does?
Yeah. Nice.
And cleaning your racks in the morning too, bro. Even that's not a nothing better. Just I hope you fellas are cleaning your fucking racks after a night out on the gas, man. Far out.
Nice. All right, that was nothing better. Moving on, bro. Joe, I believe that you've put a curse on the Warriors ever since you brought up that
defensive.
Yeah. Warriors number one defensive team in the comp. They've been getting put 20 plus put on them.
20 plus, bro.
Since that, that podcast.
Second half curse, eh?
Yeah.
Seems like the second half. First half seems pretty decent.
Yeah.
Just can't hold it together at the back end of games.
No, they can't.
They're getting to the sticky end now. It's now or never. You can't let too many games to slip now.
Yeah. Well,
you don't want to finish. Because I want them to win the comp.
Yeah.
I want them to be premiership contenders, and they did that last year. At getting into fourth.
Yeah.
They finished fourth. There's none of this finishing seventh and just making the top eight. That's not enough for me, bro.
Yeah.
That's not enough. You need to be in that top five. You need to be in that top five.
It's it's only round eight, I think, or there's only been eight rounds. But it's been an interesting comp this year. Like, teams that should be winning are losing. Like, I think the Warriors have been a prime example. They should have beat the Dragons. They should have fucking pumped the Titans as well. Who else was a fucking out of it loss? It shouldn't happen last week.
Are you talking about the Wilds?
No, just the NRL in general. Oh, like there's been a lot of teams that have been short, should be winning games, but they've been losing.
Oh, I just Parramatta against the Dolphins. The Dolphins had to go outside their roster and ask for a dispensation for the game. And then they've just blown Parramatta out by 40 points, bro, second half.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been interesting, bro.
Canberra lose one man, they're getting pumped 40 points.
Yep. Fucking.
I like it, though.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Some good footy.
Yeah, it's good. It's been good, bro.
Yeah, some really good footy.
Been entertaining. Anyways, do you got anything for us?
Yeah, bro.
Do you got some?
Have you, obviously I'm wearing this hat at the moment. Liam's donated this cap to me. Tim Naki.
Yeah.
He's the blackjack guy, bro. Have you heard of him?
I've seen him, yeah.
He's going off the fucking handle.
Yeah.
So he bets 10 cents for every Instagram follower that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Bro started like 5,000 followers or something like that in day one.
Yeah.
He's at day 80 this morning. And he's $970,000 in profit. He's only 30K away from hitting $1 million. He's got 1 million followers now. So he's got 1 million followers in 80 days. It's fucking entertaining. He lives in Toronto.
Yeah,
and you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning and he's already done the bet. So he's already dropped the video. Bro, it just sets the tone for your day.
Yep.
It's addictive.
Yep.
Yeah. Blackjack, one hand.
Yeah. I've seen it, bro. He's fucking killing it.
He's killing it, bro.
He's killing it.
And he's good because he's representing NZ as well.
NZ, yeah.
Wears his Waz jersey.
Yeah.
Got sort of iconic Kiwi bits of clothing on.
Yeah.
And just the slang in general, bro. He's taking it to the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah.
Has he had much losses?
Heaps.
Yeah.
Heaps, like all the time.
Yeah.
But just his profit margins that just keep going up, bro. It's the one hand every day.
I wonder how much money he started off with.
Well, he would have had at least maybe 6 or 7K
in
bankroll.
Yeah.
Bankroll, because I think his first bet was, do you know his first bet, Liam? Nah, it was about, I don't know, $500 or something like that?
Yeah, okay.
Or $1,000?
Yeah.
And he's just grown from there, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always been in profit enough to make sure that if he loses, it's covered.
Yeah.
And he just puts, after the bet in his bio, he says what he's up with, what he's down.
Yeah.
So it's quite cool. You just check the bio and there you have it.
Yeah, true.
It was at 9:70 this morning.
I've seen like some other content creators like do something similar, not like the betting, but like there's this one young kid. He was like, okay, for every follower I get, I'll run a meter.
Oh,
and he started off with zero followers, so he didn't run. And then the next day he had like thousands of followers and then he couldn't keep up with the amount of kilometers he had to run, so he had to change it down to like fucking, I don't know,
0.10 or something. Half a meter for every follower.
Yeah, but then like a lot of people are jumping on that, you know, and fucking people getting a big following from things like that.
Yeah, trends, eh?
Yeah, trends. Yeah, hard. But anyway, you got any stats for us?
Yeah, bro, I got some stats, eh?
Yep, nice.
I quite like this one, actually.
The man of metrics.
Man of metrics. So, since I talked about the, obviously it's my mahi, and I talked about the losing weight and building muscle, I thought I'd just do a couple sort of health and exercise sort of statistics, bro. So what percentage of adults do 30 minutes of exercise every day?
Is this globally?
Globally. What's your percentage?
I'm going to say around 40%. 5%
of adults?
Adults globally.
Globally do 30 minutes of exercise every day.
If you are sitting on your ass, get off your fucking ass and do some exercise, man.
Mm.
Straight up. That's a terrible stat, bro.
Terrible, eh?
Of adults.
Yeah.
Doing fucking nothing.
Crazy.
Doing less than 30 minutes or, you know.
Yeah.
Not even 5%,
30 minutes. 5%.
We all have the same 24 hours in a day as well. You can get off your ass and go do some exercise.
Oh, some days it gets busy, man.
Up to your eyeballs, I understand that. But come on. Do it for your kids at least.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Yeah.
What percentage of the population, Australia, hold a gym membership? Percentage of Australians that hold a gym membership?
I think Australia is up there with health and fitness, aren't they? Are they one of the higher?
Not sure.
Not sure.
That one.
Okay. What percentage of adults hold a gym membership? Okay, I'm going to say about 30%.
16. Okay, so I was wrong.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's not to say that they're not doing exercise.
Mm.
But yeah, 16% hold a gym membership.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. They still might be going out for walks and things like that. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. I would have thought myself 30%.
Yeah.
Because
I was always under the impression that Australia, like in terms of like health and fitness, Australia was quite high, quite up there. Mm. Yeah.
Actually, I'll relate it back to the gym industry in general. So you've got all these generic gyms, Snap Fitnesses, Plus Fitness, all that. So they're franchise. Mm-hmm. So you buy the franchise from Snap Fitness, and you can put your franchise anywhere you want.
Yep.
You start the business and you start promoting your business for people to come and use all your equipment, and pretty much Snap Fitness sorts you out. Yep. All you have to do is have the backing, the investment to put this thing down. They'll show you how to run it. It's sort of like business made easy.
Yeah.
If you're a franchisee owner. What sells a lot of these franchisee owners is sleepers. So sleepers are the people who are paying for gym memberships, but they don't realize that they're paying for gym memberships, bro. If I look at Spearwood, Snap Fitness, we have 800 members on the books, bro.
Yep.
I think in the last month, only 4 or 5% of that 800 actually used the gym. More than like, I don't know, 4 or 5 times or something like that.
Yeah.
So most of the people that are signed up are not using it, bro. They're just paying money to the franchisee owner. And that's how they're making their revenue, bro.
I've got a couple of bros that have gym memberships but haven't been in like 2 years. Yeah, crazy.
Only a couple?
Yeah. What else you got?
What percentage of general pop are obese? And that's just...
Globally.
Sorry, Australia.
Australia.
20%?
65
of Australians
are obese.
Yes, that is probably going off the BMI model, which is a little bit outdated, weight divided by height, that sort of stuff. But most of the population are obese, bro. They go well outside sort of the realms of a healthy body fat percentage too. Yeah. And how much muscle mass they're actually holding.
Well, yeah, that definitely takes out what I said about Australia being one of the, you know.
They still might be.
Yeah, true,
They still might be, bro. Mm.
That's a large percentage
yep.
of people, 65%.
100%, bro. See, if the BMI model, it'll say that I'm obese
yep.
and you're in a healthy range, bro. Mm. Or they might say you're obese. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. He can help, whanau. He can help.
Here I am, whanau.
He can help. Coach Joe.
Click the link in my bio.
There you go.
Anyway, Neff, I like these little ones, the sex stats.
Yeah. Man's still horny.
Fuck. I get in trouble when you say stuff like that too, Neff.
How you bring it into the potty, bro.
All right. What is the percentage of couples that have sex twice a week?
Is this in Australia or globally?
Globally.
Twice a week, 15%.
42.
Yeah,
so that's actually not that bad.
Yeah,
and they're saying that couples obviously have more sex than other demographics as well, like the singles and the... Actually, it's only the other one, singles. Yeah, but if you're in a relationship, you're having more sex. Yeah. Mm.
Well, yeah, you should be, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be.
What
is the percentage of people that have had a one-night stand?
Oh, fuck. 70%?
61, Nef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've all been there, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one actually surprised me. What is the percentage of women that actually masturbate?
I reckon women are, I reckon it'll be pretty high. I'd say about 60%.
83%, Nef.
Yeah, right. I knew they'd be chronic masturbators, bro.
Everyone's flicking the bean, or the wires are flicking the bean.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
What percentage masturbate every day?
Every day?
Yeah.
Woman.
We're at 100, men are at 100, bro. Don't tell me you're not, bro. Don't tell me you're not.
Nah, look, fuck.
You fellas are teaching at every opportunity you can fucking get, man.
Well, it's not on the way to a touch training, eh? Like
the Tonkin Highway teacher.
Fuck yeah.
The percentage they do it every day.
30%.
12%.
12%.
Yeah.
Of daily.
Yeah. Yeah. So most of the ladies are actually up to their eyeballs in mahi.
What about men? You got?
No, we're 100%, bro. Yeah. Sure. 100% right, four times a day.
Yeah. Four times a day. Yeah, fucking hell.
We need to bump those numbers up. What's it, the Wolf on Wall Street? Wolf,
yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah.
Craig, anything else?
Nah, that's it. That's it, bro. That's the exercise stats and sex stats.
Yeah, nice.
And that segment is brought to you by no one.
Yeah,
we are looking for a sponsor.
Yep. So,
Coach Job Stats.
If you're a data-driven company. And you would like to start sponsoring that specific segment, then get in touch with us. Speaking of that, thanks for everyone that shared around our sponsor. I noticed that a few people shared that video of us chasing a sponsor, so we do appreciate that. We are very grateful. We did get a few hits back. We had a meeting with a sponsor, potential sponsorship tonight. Some people have messaged me personally on Instagram and things like that. So we do appreciate your guys' support throughout that process. Yeah, well, really, I've got not much else, bro. But I know you have another segment, Job Wisdom.
I wasn't ready for this. Actually, okay. Sorry, bro, but that's okay. Because we've always got it on hand, Nef. Not everyone you trust will be loyal, and you will lose people who meant the world to you. And look, whānau, you'll still just be fine.
Yep, you will be.
Yeah.
100%.
That's it.
The sun will still shine tomorrow.
Yep.
Also, just a shout out to our man, Levi, who's currently away at work. He's not here in person, but he is here.
Spirits.
And fuck, I would love to fucking...
Yeah. That'll probably be the only time that you get to smack him in the head too,
huh? Oh, I'd love to box him one, bro. I'd love it.
The Horry's boxing events.
We could actually, it's funny, I was on a drive yesterday and I was just thinking like other kind of events that we could do. Like obviously we'll do that annual touch event, but then I was thinking like, you know.
There's room to grow.
Yeah, what if we'd done like a boxing event, like a rugby versus league. You know what they done? Like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, yeah.
Just things like that. I think it was because I'd seen on Instagram how they had like a battle of the podcasters, like different podcasters.
Did that take place in the end?
Yeah, it did.
It did.
It was over the weekend.
Wow. Yeah.
I did actually put my name forward for that, but I got no response. So. Oh, fuck them.
Teaser.
We'll do our own one. But no, there's heaps of events that we could do. Yeah, anyways, all right, we'll close out on since Pong's not here to do it, we might as well close out on a bit of a Waiata, and why not bring back the track that we were just listening to. All right, whānau.
Ka kite whānau. Till next time. So never mind, what you looking for?
Manly two times, the name of this track. Banger. Absolute banger. All right, whanau.
Cheers,
thanks for tuning in. Until next time. Chit chit.